You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Now celebrating their 65th anniversary, Bob Sykes Barbecue is locally owned and operated by second-generation Van Sykes with the help of his nephew Jason Jewell, third generation of the Bob Sykes family. You can order Bob Sykes Barbecue online at bobsykes.com or visit the drive-thru or dine in. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Catering, family meals, and tailgate specials are available. You can also check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue book, now available at bobsykes.com or visit the restaurant. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in the heart of Alabama. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I'm on location in Newmarket, Alabama, visiting with the Woods family. I had a message from Jamie Woods, and she shared about her son Chase and a special effort for adaptive equipment. We've done this before as we have talked about Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've talked about adaptive equipment and the necessity for this equipment when it comes to athletics, being able to do your best, be your best. And this is a wonderful effort. I'd like to welcome Jamie Woods and her son Chase to talk about Rocket City Adapted Athletics. Welcome to the show, Chase.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here to talk about this today as we talk about this adapted equipment and how important it is for those who need this equipment that want to participate in athletics.
Yeah, I mean, so without the equipment, you can't play the game. So it's very important because all of us have different disabilities, different physical disabilities, whether it be like myself, muscular dystrophy or cerebral palsy or paralysis or even lower limb impairments such as amputation. You have to have the specific equipment that's necessary, and you have to have the right chair set up and things like that. So that's why it's very important that we have to have these things.
How young were you when you started to utilize adaptive equipment?
Well, I'll probably take it back to around 2015. I was approached by an individual who was starting a wheelchair basketball team, and he asked me if I wanted to play, and so I was around 14, 15 years old, and he asked me, do you want to play? And I said, sure, I'll try it. So I went out one time and got in that chair, and the rest was history. And it was once I got in that chair, it was like another world. I was where I was supposed to be.
Was that your chair?
No, actually, I started in a program chair, and it didn't really fit me properly or well, but it worked at the time. And about a year into playing, I got my own chair, and it was really a big difference when I did get my chair. It increased my play and really helped me on the court.
That's one of the things I learned through Challenged Athletes Foundation is getting adjusted and having a specific piece of equipment adapted to the person. You know, when you're talking about adaptive equipment, adapted equipment, it really is customized to each individual so that they are able to play their best, do their best.
Yeah, I mean, because with wheelchair basketball, I mean, the chair is an extension of your body. And so you really have to be strapped in there, because if you don't have good basketball shoes in able-bodied basketball, you're not going to be able to play well. So it's kind of the same thing. We have to have the chairs like our sneaker, basically.
So in 2015, you found this wheelchair basketball. You were able to participate. You enjoyed it enough where you decided that you wanted others to be able to benefit as well.
Yeah. So with my disability, with muscular dystrophy, I get weaker over time. And so I knew that I had 3 years of high school left. I said, okay, I'm going to play 3 years. I got 3 years to play, and I should have enough strength to play. And I did. And then I knew after that I wanted to get into the coaching side of things. And I actually talked to the coach at the University of Alabama, the head coach, and I kind of had an opportunity there to go and coach. But after 2020, COVID kind of rolled around, and I began to reflect on things of myself, of what I really wanted to do. And you know, I was just thinking that I would rather serve and give back rather than necessarily go and coach and be about winning and things like that. And so a lot of things changed for me, and I'm still really competitive, but I really want to be able to give back and give that same opportunity that I was given, that I was blessed with, to someone else.
So where have you been able to find satisfaction in the coaching realm to make that decision to not go into coaching, say, at a university or college or other organization, and then do it your way? Where have you seen that it has satisfied you and what you desired?
Well, I mean, my biggest thing for me is my faith in Jesus Christ, and with that, you know, Jesus says that he didn't come to be served but to serve. And so as he began to work in my heart, that was kind of my thing, is that, you know, I'm here to serve, not to be served. It's not about me and how many championships I win and how many rings I can get, but it's about others, and it's about providing them that opportunity and really showing them that just because you have a disability, you know, that doesn't mean your life's over or you have to sit around. You know, you can get out and you still have a purpose, right? And even a God-given purpose. So that's where I really found that satisfaction, in knowing that, you know, this is what I need to do. I need to serve instead of receiving, I guess.
What has been the response from some of those maybe that were in your position back in 2015, and they're learning about wheelchair basketball for the first time? They're learning about this equipment that they can do more than they thought they could.
So, I mean, as far as starting this program, we've talked to some adults. We want to start an adult team, but we've also talked to some kids, and a lot of people really don't know much about it. And but the thing is it's like these families and these kids are starting to realize that, you know, I can do more, and I can be a player, and I can get out there and play just like anybody else. And so the reception's been great about our organization. We have a lot of people that are excited, and we're excited to start.
That's excellent. And here we are, Rocket City Adapted Athletics. Name says it all. It's Huntsville, Alabama. You're looking at this area to focus on right now and to help people within the Huntsville area, right?
Yeah. So the only other organization, there is an organization in Birmingham called the Lakeshore Foundation, and they have a facility and gym space. They have three courts and really good place, really good program. And there's nothing like that in Huntsville. And so I kind of saw that need, and that's the same thing we want to do, right? We want to provide competitive wheelchair basketball. Because when you think Huntsville, Alabama, and you think about some of our different sports teams that we have, as far as like Huntsville Havoc or Trash Pandas, we want you to think Rocket City included in that too.
Yes, that's great. Have you reached out to some of those organizations like Trash Pandas and others where they're already into the athletics and say, hey, by the way, we have this. Would you be interested in promoting what we're doing?
Not really, not yet, but that's something that we definitely plan on doing in the future.
You have a brochure here that goes over different things that one might want information about wheelchair basketball, and as they're learning, you are going back to the basics with some of these individuals because it's the very first time that they have attempted wheelchair basketball, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, for me, that was a big thing is there was a learning curve there, because when I first started, I went to a gym and there was only me and one other individual. And so we're sitting there playing and we think we got this figured out. And I went to my first tournament and these kids were flying by me and they were pushing those chairs. Somebody was on my chair constantly. And it was like there was a big gap there. And but I started learning the fundamentals, and that's where you have to start. And it is a start, but once you have those things and you have those foundation of those fundamentals, it really, really helps you with the game. And the game becomes really enjoyable at that point once you get those fundamentals down.
You mentioned it a little bit, but as we think about maybe someone that has a disability or other ability and they're discouraged, they look at life and say, there's no hope for me. I'm not having a chance like other people have a chance because of this shell of a body, this shell that I'm living in is preventing me from being successful. And you're here to tell people something different.
Yeah, I mean, and I was even in that position at one time. You know, growing up, I always wanted to play sports. I was always pretty competitive. And my brother actually has muscular dystrophy too, the same thing I have. And so anything with a ball, anytime we wanted to compete, you know, we would be playing against each other, competing against each other. But where things really got difficult was when you start getting into middle school and even into high school is, you know, I wanted to play sports, but I never could keep up with the other kids. You know, I was too weak. And so I always felt really discouraged that, you know, man, I wanted to do this, but I don't have that ability and I can't. But then when I found wheelchair basketball, it just opened the door for me. Because for me, having a disability can kind of exclude you, because I kind of felt excluded, felt like I didn't, you know, fit in. But when I found wheelchair basketball, it's like it opened that for me, and it brought me out of that shyness I was in and excluding myself. And it just brought me out of my shyness, and I ended up being a leader on the team and things like that. So the possibilities are endless.
I like that, because people need that motivation. Even people who, quote unquote, don't have a disability need that motivation, because a lot of people are discouraged. They get down about what they can't do versus what they can. It's like I was telling a friend earlier today, we got to do what's doable. If you find that you can shoot a basketball and you can get in one of those chairs and you can compete, then do it. And don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt your ability. Get out there, start, because with everything, it doesn't matter if you're in a wheelchair playing basketball or you're playing another type of sport. There's a learning curve there, and it takes time to develop. And if we give up early, then we certainly don't ever reach our potential. There's no way to do it. You're not going to reach it. So you have to take those steps and go through that pain, go through people hitting you with their chair, go racing by you and look and say, well, how did that happen? Until you're the person who is up on that level and you say, wow, I've come this far. And that's what you hope people will do, is just take those steps and go through the challenge that you have to go through with everything we do. If you can't get through those hurdles, you won't find the finish line.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, that was a big thing is when I first started, like I said, everybody was zipping by me, flying by me. And as I got better and began to play, I'm 3 years in my last year. And we actually played in a game where there was a group of young kids, middle school, high school age, and it was their first year playing. And then I was in that position where I was going around and things like that, and they were just starting. But it shows you the progression that you do make and that you can make.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we're talking to Chase Woods. We are in New Market, Alabama. We're talking about Rocket City Adapted Athletics. This is great. It's a nonprofit, 501c3. We're glad to be able to share about this today. And if you'll stick with us, we'll continue this conversation with Chase on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location from New Market, Alabama, as we're talking about Rocket City Adapted Athletics. This is great. Chase Woods is with me today. His mom is beside him. Jamie, she shared with me about this effort through a message on the Mark White Show page. I appreciate people who send me those messages and make me aware of efforts like this. I'm in Athens, Alabama, and this is just down the road, so I can come to their home and talk to them about this charitable organization to educate and encourage and equip adults and youth alike that have physical disabilities, lower limb impairments through physical activity, education, support, and community. What better way to do this than through an organization like this? If someone's challenged, if they're having a difficult time, to know that there's a community out there that they can be a part of, this is great. So I'm glad to be able to talk to you today, Chase.
Yeah, glad to be here.
It's awesome. And you are now a coach, and you have how many young people under you as far as your coaching? How many people do you coach right now?
Well, currently we're trying to raise money to get our basketball chairs. So we haven't really started our team. We're in contact with it's about five elementary age kids and about six or seven adults. At this point, I mean, I've coached in multiple places. I've coached in some 3-on-3 tournaments. I actually coached with a junior team in Nashville, and they had some younger kids. So it's been a learning experience for me, but I know once we get started, we'll be ready to go.
See, 2015 was 7 years ago. How old are you now?
I'm 22.
Okay. So you were 15.
Yeah.
When you're talking about elementary kids, you're really able to catch them really young, whereas 15's a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know, someone develops in athletics, a lot of times they'll start when they're 9, 10, 11 years old. You kind of miss that, but yeah. You're able to now help some kids that are in that range, and they're going to be ahead by 15 and 16 and 17, way ahead of maybe even where you were at.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's even kids that I've seen and that I've been around at these tournaments where I remember when they were playing prep basketball. I remember when they were young and they first started and they were new to the sport, and then now seeing them grow up into middle school and high school, they're now being recruited by colleges and committing to universities. So definitely getting that early start is very important. It's vital as a player, and if you can have that early start, it's a great thing.
The University of Arizona, I don't know if you've looked into their adaptive programs, but they are, I believe, have the most programs of any university in the world. And I've had some individuals on the show who were part of teams that were part of the adaptive teams at the University of Arizona. Great program. And as you talk about these young people coming up, maybe they do have hopes to play in college. And places like that, and Auburn University, you have some at the University of Alabama, of course. There are some colleges who are catching on sooner than others. And so there are some places out there where if these young people are successful, if they can learn how to play, then there's a scholarship for them somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of our main things is you can be an athlete just like anybody else. We have Division I athletes. Well, you can be one too. And that's the thing is not only do we want to help these individuals, whether it be adults or whether it be youth, to show them that, you know, you can go to college and you can live independently. And even if you don't go to college, you know, you can still work and you can still be out there and make a difference in society.
You've also found a place as a preacher.
Yes.
So
yes.
You're a minister and you're able to preach. And that gives you an outlet as well to be able to influence young people.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's a big thing in my life, and it's something that there was a lot of prayer involved in that, and I didn't necessarily, you know, choose that myself, obviously. But yeah, it's a great thing to be able to preach the word, and I do enjoy it, and I'm thankful for that opportunity. But it does show that, you know, no matter what, you can do something. I mean, whether it's if you preach or whether you own a business or whatever it may be.
Well, and finding peace within ourselves is really important. When we have something that's different from other people, or we view ourselves as different from other people, and there's that turbulence inside, there has to be something that calms us down, brings us peace, and says, okay, slow down just a little bit. What you think about yourself may not necessarily be what you think it is. And take whatever situation we're in and decide that we're going to do something to make a difference, to have an impact on another person. But it takes us calming that down before we can help other people, because if we're disturbed inside, it's really hard to help other people get calm on the inside, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's important too, is just your perspective. And because if you have your perspective that I can't do anything, or that I can't do this, I can't do that because of my situation, you know, it's better when we change our perspective. You know, what can I do with what I've been given? You might not can do X, Y, Z, but you can do this. You can do that. There's things that you can do. And obviously that's one of the things that we're providing. We're providing that outlet and that way to have that new perspective.
And we want people now who have listened to your story, Chase, and heard what the goal is right now for Rocket City Adapted Athletics, to be able to support this effort. And there is an opportunity for people to support this nonprofit and find a way that they can help these young people, to help you in your effort. How can they do this? How can they be a part of Rocket City Adapted Athletics?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing for us, obviously, we do need the support and the backing of the community. And right now we're trying to raise money for basketball chairs, and these things can round up from anywhere to $3,000 to $5,000. So they get up there and get pretty pricey. But if you want to support us and get behind our mission, the way you can do that, you can visit our Facebook page. You can donate there. We now have a donate button, or you can visit our website that has all the information about our organization, what programs we offer, and things like that. And that's RocketCityAdaptedAthletics.org. And has my whole story on there, has our mission, and I would encourage anybody to just read it and really see what we're doing, and to get behind our mission and to bring wheelchair basketball and other adaptive sports to Huntsville.
I understand that Huntsville is now the largest city in the state of Alabama, and there's no shortage of businesses. And when it comes to corporations, contractors who are in the area, have you gone to them so far and asked for them to help with this effort?
Yeah, we've talked to a couple people, and still waiting on some other responses, but the biggest thing is now on our website we actually just updated it, where you can actually give monthly, quarterly, and annually. So if there's any business out there that would support us, you know, that would be greatly appreciated, and we would be completely open to that.
Because I can kind of picture right now going to some of these larger businesses and saying, would you like to sponsor a chair? And they say, sure, we'd like to sponsor a chair. And then on the back of that chair, their name may be there. I don't know. You know, but they get, as the basketball game is happening,
their logo is rolling back and forth across the court.
We can definitely make that happen.
I kind of like that idea, you know, and there are people out there who are interested in that, some of these bigger companies, and they have money set aside for exactly what you're trying to do for nonprofits, and it's just a matter of how it's articulated to them for them to say yay or nay, because I just don't see people turning it down if it's delivered in the right way. And this is a great effort for Huntsville, as you mentioned. Lakeshore is the closest one in Birmingham, and that's quite a ways away from Huntsville. And for people who already need adaptive equipment, that's not easy for them to load up and head to Birmingham to be a part of this. But here in Huntsville, to come from Athens or to come from Decatur or Madison even, or come across the state line, is not that hard to get to Huntsville.
Yeah, and that's one of our things is it's a very central location to even lower Tennessee, North Alabama, and you know, almost into to Athens and Decatur. And so the drive is not as far, and it's a lot easier for them to get involved.
Well, Chase Woods, founder and president of Rocket City Adapted Athletics, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about this effort, this nonprofit. And I encourage people to go to rocketcityadaptedathletics.org. If they'd like to call, there's a number, 256-503-2698, and they can find out more about Rocket City Adapted Athletics. Thank you, Chase. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, too. Thank you for having me.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Rocket City Adapted Athletics, and we want you to share this with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about this show, this specific show. Let them know about it, because they may decide that they want to support this effort. You just don't know. So go ahead and share it with them. Let them know about this show. And also follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from New Market, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.